Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 39. Today we talk about how Shawn Mendes said I was his favorite Viner, like 7 years ago, but couple of new discoveries in marriage. I keep stubbing my toes, and people are wearing masks that like that's only covering their mouth, not their nose. Just take the mask off. Why are you? The point of the mask is. It's June 10th. Thanks for being here. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Just take the mask off. Why? I've been going to places. You can tell, you know, people are starting to care less. I've been going to places where employees are obviously required to wear masks, right? And they're like, I've been in so many places where it only covers their mouth, not their nose. Just take it off. What's the point of that? That's America, right? Just a bunch of clothes get skimpier and skimpier. I remember the days when bathing suits used to be head to toe. When masks used to cover the face and mouth, now it's just the mouth. Then what's going to be next? Bikini masks? It just covers the mouth. And tankinis. Are tankinis still a thing? I remember they used to be a thing. I didn't wear one in public. But people need to just take the masks off. I don't get it. I went to a sub sandwich shop the other day. I wanted a sub sandwich. The lady taking my order had a mask around her, you know, behind her ears, and it went over her chin and not her mouth or nose. Okay, that's a step away from an ascot. That you're wearing it, that's closer to an ascot than a mask. Just go ahead and wrap it around your neck and tie a bow on it. I'm fine if you wear an ascot. I'm fine if you wear a mask. I don't want a mascot. A combination of a mask and an ascot. I'm not cheering for that team. No mascots. That was clever that I just came up with that. But anyways, I'd just take them off. People wear masks in cars, but then they don't wear them. I think if you went to Ace Hardware right now, the tough stores, no masks. I love the weird like social stigma now. If I walked into an office like a Home Depot had a mask on, I took it off. Man, I feel like a loser. Since that makes sense, go to Ace Hardware and they just hit you over the head with a 2x4 if you have a mask on. Get out of here, you sissy. It's like the episode of SpongeBob. Remember when he's trying to get into the salty spittoon? If you don't know SpongeBob, you should. SpongeBob's trying to get into the tough bar. They're like, why should we let you in? The guy in front of him goes, I had a bowl of nails for breakfast without any milk. They let him in. SpongeBob goes, I opened a bottle of ketchup this morning and it only took me 20 minutes. I relate to SpongeBob. I stubbed my toe. I'll have you know that I stubbed my toe and I only cried for 20 minutes. SpongeBob's my guy. That's like Ace Hardware. I would walk up to an Ace Hardware and be like, why should we let you in here? Like, my wife wanted a flower and I planted a flower and I was only sore for 4 days. Like, yeah, sir, get out of here. I'll have you know that when the kitchen sink got drippy, I was able to locate an app that's like kind of like an Uber for plumbers. And I located the nearest guys that get out. I can't do anything. You guys know this. I'm not a handyman. I'm a dandy man. You guys know this. I've been married a few weeks. And, you know, you'd start to figure things out. And Katie's just so nice. So she's like, so yesterday she like did all the laundry. It's very nice. How do I repay her? Can I fix the leaky sink to repay her? No, I can't do that. I was like, you took laundry from me. That's one of the few things I kind of know how to do, but I still don't. I helped clean the shower and I used bleach and a towel with bleach on it. I then proceeded to use that bleach soaked towel and I just threw it in the laundry. And she was like, get it out of there. She like ran over there like I started a fire. I was like, what? She's like, it'll bleach all the clothes. I was like, oh yeah, duh. I just can't do anything. I think I've told y'all this story. When I first met my manager, I was in LA, first meeting my manager. So this is years ago. I was just figuring out all this stuff. It was my first time in LA and I was going to meet my manager. He's going to take me to a nice steak dinner on Rodeo. And I have a Hanes white tee on. I have a t-shirt on that cost 79 cents. And it occurs to me, I probably need to dress nicer. I'm out and about. Of course, you know, I'm learning quickly that I can't scurry back to the place I'm staying. That'll take 6.5 hours of traffic. So I'm like, what do I do? Oh, there's plenty of clothing options on Rodeo Drive. I walk in, check the first price tag I see. And I check hundreds until I finally find a jacket on sale for $250. I'm in no space to pay $250 for a jacket, but I'm nervous. I have no confidence. What am I going to wear? A Hanes tee? So I buy it. And it looks good, though. It looks good. I still have the jacket years later. I'm like, you know what? Maybe not a bad investment. Until I just threw that thing in the dryer on heat, full heat. Didn't even think about it. It was a nice jacket. Yeah, I'll wash it. And then, yeah, with all my like sweatpants and stuff, it needs to dry. That thing went from a XL to a youth large. Have I tried to force wearing it because I am so embarrassed I paid that much and then I ruined it? Yes. And when I wore it, people were like, small jacket, man. So that one's ruined. Gosh, I just can't do anything. I'm too much of a dandy man to do the handy stuff. I'm too much an idiot to do the more domestic stuff. This is what you got. I can say a bunch of stuff and hopefully make you laugh, but beyond that, you're on your own. So pray for us. Take the mask off, guys. Take the masks off. Be you. Take the masks off and be you. Okay. Haven't we all been wearing masks? Yeah, can't do anything. Been seeing a lot of stuff online of the people are getting... You have to hand it to the bloggers, the white people, the gender reveal people. They're savvy. They pivot. They make... I've been seeing new merch and shirts made and announcements on letterboards like, we're pregnant. My parents didn't stay 6 feet apart. Let's just say, I'll be out in 9 months. My mommy and daddy didn't practice social distancing. They're savvy, man. They just pivot so well. Okay, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? There's this. What? How do we leverage this? Quarantine, social distancing, 6 feet. Print it. My parents were social distancing. Pandemic baby. Pandemic pregnancy. Here we go. Print it. Put it on Etsy, baby. Put it on Etsy. So mom can pay the bills. Etsy, dude. Etsy is where. People with university studies go to kind of make a living. Does that make sense? Etsy is like, we all have graduated people who they're like, have good handwriting. It's like, I sell handwriting on Etsy. Don't we have, Are people still paying for those? I don't really get it. Surely we're just printing those with fonts and stuff. Oh, yeah, I've heard of people that are like, it's expensive. This girl, she does calligraphy. She writes. So on your, if you want her to address your wedding envelopes, it's like $3,000. Here, I'll whip up a stamp on Amazon. And just, I can do that 300 times. Done. Calligraphy? I can't even write beautifully. I'm not sure if I even know how to write anymore. When's the last time I wrote something? Cursive was out the window years ago. Just classic print. When I have to sign like a contract or something, it's like signature, print name. I have to go. I have to write on print name. Should have asked me 10 years ago. Signature here and then print here. On the print section, I just go N-A. There's not any. What do you mean, sir? We need to like clearly print your name so we know what it is. You can write it. I can spell it to you. I can't write anymore because I don't write anymore. What do you expect? You know, you ever heard of someone who like learns a new language and then they, you know, move to the country and because they're, you know, when I lived in Spain, I was fluent, but now I've kind of lost it. I used to be able to write, but just kind of faded away. Oopsie. So, I went to Costco the other day for the first time in a long time. Costco is number one awesome. It's mostly awesome. I feel like sometimes they mess up their quantities. I went to Costco because I was going with just like a group, like there's like eight of us. We're going to hang out for like a buddy's bachelor party. Eight of us. I'm like, oh, let me get anything, everything. Eight of us. So I picked some stuff up. It was like, you know, if we want to make sandwiches, here's instead of, you know, a packet of turkey you'd get at normal grocery stores of 20 pieces of turkey, you'd pick up a packet, it'd be like 50 pieces. Makes sense. I tried to, we'll make some hot dogs. I tried to find hot dogs. First of all, it took me forever. I hate grocery shopping because feels like it should be way easier than this to find stuff. I'm in the meat section. I see pork. I see chicken. I see beef. I see all the things. No hot dogs. Do they not have hot dogs? I ask someone, where's the hot dogs? They go, yeah, it's a quarter mile that way in this warehouse store. You're going to have to, it's about an 8-minute walk, 3-minute jog. Hot dogs are here. Make that make sense to me. They're like, oh yeah, it's by the eggs. What? And I wanted to look at the person in the eye and go, have you ever had a hot dog with eggs? Has anyone had a hot dog with eggs? You know who has hot dog with eggs? People who wear the mask on their chin, probably. People who wear mascots. I woke up hungry. Give me an over easy egg and a bratwurst. Give me an over easy egg and a ballpark beef frank. So I gotta jog over. I've got a cart. It's like a wide load cart full of who knows what. Feels like I'm one of those moms pushing twins in a stroller for an exercise. I'm just trying to go get some hot dogs. And I finally get there. There they are. Found it. I pull up. Oh, there's like a packet of 24. That makes sense. And then you pick it up and it like unfolds it's all tied together. And it was like 96 hot dogs. The minimum amount of hot dogs I could buy at Costco that day were 96. It's like people come to Costco. I guess people think they come to Costco. It's like they're planning a whole. Yeah, we just come here if you're planning like bar mitzvahs or Lord knows what. I'm not planning a whole bar mitzvah. I'm just with eight buddies. We're not going to eat 10 hot dogs each in one sitting probably the whole time, actually. Yeah, I'll take the 96. That makes sense, actually. No one had masks on at Costco, really. Just a few. Oh, and then you leave Costco and because I want to like split the price with my friends. So I was like, yeah, I'd like the receipt. And they kind of looked at me like, of course you need the receipt. I'm like, what? And I put it away. And then we get to the inn and there's just a couple like old men that you have to hand the receipt to. And they look at the receipt. They mark it with like a neon expo. And then like, yeah, you're free to go. Make that make sense. What is the point of that? Like I said, I load up on a weekend for a bunch of grown men. I had $300 or $400 worth of stuff in my cart. I had 40 plus items in my cart. This guy looked at the receipt for 2 seconds, marked it, and said, you're good. Here's the possibilities. Explanation one is that they want to confirm what's in your card is what you purchased via the receipt. That makes sense, but it's annoying. It's like, all right, I checked out, and but in the 50 feet between the checkout and this, I'm just like gonna Jackie Chan this thing and fly over and grab a couple extra Hawaiian rolls and pub mix. No, I'm just trying to leave. So clearly didn't do that unless he's the smartest man in the world. And he went, he audited my entire 40 plus item receipt with everything in my cart that quickly and marked it off. There's no way. Or they are going to whip up a counterfeit receipt from here and there. Holds up to the light like 100. Yeah, that is one of ours. That's an official Costco receipt. I'm like, let me leave. It's like the opposite of Walmart. They hire old men to welcome you in. Come on in. Costco's hiring old men to be like, not so fast. You came in here. Just a second before we let you out. Bring in the audit team. I'm just here to buy paper towels and crackers. Okay, I didn't just buy a Rolex. Let me out of here. We're getting a lot of stories of people stealing the Cheez-Its. Look at the receipt. Does he have the... All right, he's good. He's good. Let him... How many times a shift do those people catch someone? We got another one. He snuck in an extra barrel of Fruit Loops. This guy's trying to get out of here with another fruit by the football field. That's what, fruit by the foot? Costco has fruit by the football field. It's just a fruit strip 100 yards rolled up. You can ride out of there like, you get put two of them, you ride out like a bicycle. Fruit by the football, come into Costco and get your fruit by the football field. Strawberry, the first 3 yards is strawberry, then the next yard is grape, then the next yard. That's the kind of quantities they have in there. Yeah, I've heard it's good for groups. You know, we have like 12 people get together and go to Costco. Oh, this is more of like 100 plus bar mitzvah vibe. Yeah, I figured instead of like a bottle of wine, y'all might have like the 1.5 liter a bottle, which is like 2-in-1. Like, no, you have to buy a whole vineyard. When you come to Costco, it's either, yeah, I'm just looking for like a little bit of wine. I'm not, you know, we're having to get, it's not going to get too crazy. Just have like a small gathering. It's either no wine or you buy a vineyard. So, jeez, I don't like this. Yeah, ooh, that would be nice with these chips. That would be nice with these chips. Some dip. Let me just grab a little dip. Oh. They're doing a 2-for-1 deal with their bathtubs. You can buy a huge jacuzzi tub and they fill it with dip. It's either a bathtub of dip or none. So what do you guys think? Do you think we'll be able to finish that? Costco has to be the leading cause of food waste in America. The amount of... Because I got some dip. I got a potato salad carton that could feed, I mean, a Mennonite's picnic. A Mennonite family's picnic, this thing could feed. I mean, just hundreds of servings. Yeah, so we ate like a third of it. Like, what do I eat? I don't really want to eat potato salad for breakfast with my hot dogs and eggs. It's just out of control, man. It is. And while you're eating, while you're buying too much food, they sell like ready-made food. You want a hot dog while you want a hot dog while you shop? Not really, but I also, yes. I mean, Kate and I have paper towels and toilet paper to last until the next pandemic 100 years from now. When the next pandemic hits 100 years from now and toilet paper shortage, we'll be like, we're good. We went to Costco. About 98 years ago. So, we're good. We're good. All right, let's get to some ads.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Did you guys know I'm Sean Mendez's favorite Viner? That's going to be my new bio, probably. What's one of it? Stitches. I forgot. You got me pinning on my heartbeat, making falling on my knees, and now it's drinking and he's my favorite Viner. Your boy was a Viner. I was a Vine famous son of a gun. Before Sean Mendez was. I'm bragging. I am. What are you going to do about it? And I, in boredom a while back, went back through my Twitter DMs, right? You guys ever do that? You go back, messages from years ago. Very cringe and strange. But I noticed Sean Mendez, he hit me up. He didn't say anything weird, so I'm sure he's fine with this. Also, he's remarkably too famous to ever care about this. This was 7 years ago. So I was 27. I am 27. I was 20-ish. And I think he might have been like 13 or 14. So let's ignore that for now. Oh, wow. That's weird. Yeah, man. I felt pretty cool. I was 20 messaging young teenagers. But he hits me up, yo, Trey. I said, what's up, man? Keep in mind, we're both like Vine kids with a few hundred thousand followers or something. I'm like, what's up, bro? Just good to get in touch. You've been killing it. You're a great singer. That's what I said to him. And he goes, thank you. You're my favorite Viner. LOL. And that's all there is to it. And then he goes on to say, we have to do a cover, man. You have a killer voice. Thank you, Sean. That's right. Sean Mendez's favorite Viner here. before I was TikTok Trey, before I was part of the Bunk Bread Bridal Bidet Boys, before I was the leader of the Do Less God Bless movement, I was Shawn Mendes' favorite viner. That's what when people, because I always say, when people ask me what I do for a living, these are my options, right? These are my options. What does your husband do? Oh, nice to meet you. Your name's Trey. What do you do? My options are comedian, podcaster, influencer, YouTuber. Those aren't great. Shawn Mendes' favorite viner. That's the new thing. Hey, what? Okay, and what do you say it is that you do? I'm Shawn Mendes' favorite viner. What? Have you not heard of Shawn Mendes? He's the guy who sings, "You got me bleeding till I can't be." That's one of my favorite vines. I think his name was Chris. He's hilarious. He had these vines that are the dude who can like secretly sing. Wait, how's that song go? It's by Shawn Mendes. "You got me bleeding till I can't be bacon." Was that, do you know what that one is? Do you guys know that song? What's that song? What's that song? "I've got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name." What's that song? Ooh, ooh. Chris was so funny, dude. These vines. What was that song? What's that song called that's like, "Near, far, wherever you are"? Do you know? Who sings that again? I can't remember. Shawn Mendes' favorite viner. I don't know if you know him. I don't know if you remember him. Yeah. That's what I do. I've been stubbing my toe a lot. And I don't... It's amazing my level of anger at inanimate objects. No one is meaner to Alexa than me. It's horrible. Like, I've had this fear where, like, if there's ever some weird crime in my house, and they're like, "Listen, we know how to crack this. We're going to pull data from Alexa. We're going to listen to what she's been picking up on. We're going to crack this case." I'd be like, maybe don't do that. Because I would be convicted of multiple crimes if you pull that data. Surely. Hate crimes against technology of Alexa. I'm so mean to it. "Alexa, turn the lights on. How many times do I have to ask?" And then, yeah, I'm so mean to the baseboards. You want to talk about, you know, early weddings, early marriage stories. Middle of the night, I get out of bed to go to the bathroom, right? Very normal. Get out of the bed. I swing my leg around, slam it on the bed frame or something. Whatever. Go to the bathroom. I lay back down. As I lay there, I'm like, toes still hurting a lot, throbbing with my heartbeat. And I'm like, you know what? It's 4 a.m. I'm tired. Hopefully that goes away. I wake up the next morning to a crime scene. There are bloody footprints following my path to the toilet and back. Blood all in the bottom of the bed. I had bashed my toe open in the middle of the night. These things don't happen when you're... I don't know what's happening. And then it happened literally... Within a week, the other foot, I stub. I go, ow, ow, ow. Stub my toe, whatever. I sit down. I'm like, still hurting. I've been through this before. Look down, pool of blood on my foot. What am I doing? You guys know I hurt my toe playing pickleball too. Those are 3 toe injuries within a week. I've injured 3 toes significantly in a week. I don't even know how I'm standing upright. I mean, I don't know how to write anymore. I'm gonna forget how to walk, apparently. I'm gonna lose my voice screaming at Alexa. What's gonna be left? Oh, it's brutal, man. It's brutal. Man, I have this great story. It makes me think of when I, you know, we've been married a few weeks. This is a story early on in our relationship that I really want y'all's opinion on, because I've got a lot of people's opinions on this. I've found very few on my side. Okay, so just listen to the story, and then I want your side of this. I Yeah, DM me, email me, whatever, at correctopinions@treykinder.com. So this is the first time our parents meet each other, right? Her parents, my parents, they're going to meet. The six of us are grabbing dinner, hanging out. It's fine. As we go on, you know, Katie used to model. And we talked about, I guess, the start to her modeling career was with a Christian modeling agency, whatever that means. But so that was the question. My mom goes, well, interesting. Like, what makes a modeling agency Christian? Like, what does that mean? And I go, in front of everyone, my parents, her parents, I go, yeah, what does that mean? What'd you model? Chastity belts? That's hilarious. That's hilarious. And the room just fell silent. I just bombed in front of her. The room just fell silent. And I think I remember one of the parents. I don't remember who go. Yeah. Might be a little too early for that one. Someone said that under their breath. I was just like, what? And Katie was like, giving me an evil eye. And afterwards, I was like, that was funny. She's like, no, that's what gets when you get in this world of telling jokes. That's what's dangerous, because I'm like, if it's funny, I'm allowed to say almost anything, which isn't true, but it starts to feel that way. So I just go, that was funny. And I kind of felt like, you know, they're being harsh, so I would tell friends this story. And every time I told friends this story, I'd be like, and I said, yeah, what do they model? Chastity belts? The reaction is, ooh. Well, I'm like, what? That's funny. Love to hear all those thoughts. I still stand by it, I think. but, you know, that's, like I said, I'm both inept to do most tasks, and I say a bunch of stupid things. And I'm slowly beating back my toes to nothing, similar to like a dull knife. So it's just, yeah, getting worse and worse and worse. So, recently I was with some friends, and we were just like talking or whatever, and someone's like, they mentioned The Dark Knight Rises. And I go, oh yeah, I've never seen it. What? I get so tired. I'm not a big movie. I'm like kind of a movie guy. I don't know. I've just not seen a lot of movies that people have, right? I think it's so strange. What? You haven't seen? Yeah. You haven't seen The Shawshank Redemption? I've heard it's great. I haven't gotten around to it. I'm busy shopping at Costco, okay? Oh yeah, I've heard Friends is good. I just haven't seen it. What? How could you have not watched 12 hours of this show? I'll get around to it, okay? I'm doing other things, watching other things. I get, let me live my life. Harry Potter. Ooh, I'm a big Harry Potter. Harry Potter. This is one of the most divisive things to me. Some people love Harry Potter. I know people who've read Harry Potter 8 times. I don't get reading a book more than once, first of all. It's like, I heard you. Imagine, do some of y'all listen to my podcast more than once? If you do, thank you. That's kind, but I wouldn't. It's like if someone told me a story and then a few months later, I'm like, tell me that again. No, I already heard it. I got it. We're good. Some people read Harry Potter 7, 8, 9 times over. I don't get the Harry Potter thing. And don't say, well, Trey, I read the first 3 books. I gave it a great go. What was it? It was like 1,100 pages of a little wizard boy. I gave that wizard boy 1,100 pages. Talk about, if Costco had a book section, they'd sell Harry Potter. I'll tell you that much. They wouldn't sell those little picture books, but Harry Potter, yeah, they're like 1,200 pages each, so we'll sell them. People just love it. And I know people, I'm not going to make fun of it too much. I know people are very, very passionate about it. I'm just saying, I'm on the argument, I don't really get it. I think that people who grew up reading it, there's like something nostalgic and they're really tight with it. I don't know if I've ever heard of an adult who cracked it for the first time. And like, I couldn't read it as a kid because I went to a church who claimed it to be witchcraft, which, to each their own. But also, I don't know. I don't think I wanted to. And so I never, and then I watched a few of the movies. The movies are kind of cool. But I just can't get into it. Like Lord of the Rings, like 4-hour movies. I want to enjoy that, but I just don't. I'm halfway through it. And I'm like, I just think, what do the elves mean and the warlocks and the gnomes? I can't keep them straight. I can't. I really can't. I've never read the Harry Potter. What? I'm sorry. Is there like a contract in being a human? I have to watch that? I got other things to do. I'm too busy watching, you know, just meaningless YouTube videos. So, yeah. Do people sleep with their dogs, you know? I'll never have a dog. I had dogs growing up. Love dogs. Katie isn't much of a dog person. That's what's funny. If you're someone who outright doesn't like dogs. So I'm like a dog is a dog person, right? Most people are like, oh, that dog? Yeah, that's a human. It's my son. It's my child. I'm not with that. They're like, oh, that's a dog. And it is a dog. And then there's the rare few who are like, I prefer not to be around dogs. And you got to feel for those people. You're around somewhere like, I actually don't like dogs. And they're like, do you even have a soul? That's worse than, I haven't seen Dark Knight. What? I don't like dogs either. I'm going to kill you. If you are someone who's like, yeah, it's not me. I've witnessed it. Katie's had to say it. I've seen other people say it. Yeah, I just don't. I know this is kind of weird, but I don't like dogs at all. You better run. I'll give you 3 seconds to get out of my sight because I'm about to slap you. That's the reaction. We got people out here sleeping with their dogs, get up under the covers with those dogs. There's nothing you can do to make a dog smell good. There's nothing you can do. But, I mean, to be fair, there are certain beastly men that women also agree to lay next to night after night. God bless you guys. I think I've done a bit on that before. It's like, I judge women because y'all are attracted to us. I mean, I'm getting into bed with my wife with, like, bludgeoned bloody toes and, you know, I'm disgusting. There's, good night, honey. I don't get why y'all like us. I don't. I've been married. I feel like her life's only been made more difficult and mine's only increased greatly. That's what, I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. I'm just going to be honest about that. That's an opinion. It's correct. So shout out women who, you guys are certainly angels among us. Guys, you know the triggered segments. I think you love the triggered segments. I can't talk. I want y'all to participate in the triggered segments. So hit up the correctopinions@treykennedy.com email or DM me. I want you to message me or DM me a voice message. So I'll play it. Just like name your topic that triggers you. So you'd say, hey, Trey, my submission to the Triggered podcast is I can't stand when blank. And I'll pick a few and I'll play it and I'll riff off it. Because we're all family here, right? You know, we're all Do-Less Guest Nation. You are my homies, my Trace Diaz. So, correctopinions@treykennedy.com is the email, or DM me. I'll try to find them. Give me a voice message of what triggers you, and I'll play a few of the next week's episode. We can have fun with that. Boom. You guys go pick up some Do-Less God Bless merch. I know I'm rocking this, the multicolor tee. It's embroidered, which is nice. Love the embroidery. It's classic. Pick it up for summer. Colorful. You can get that at shop.treykennedy.com. Don't even know my websites. And we got new videos coming, new stuff happening all the time. I appreciate y'all listening to the pod, man. I really do. I love doing a Correct Opinions. And, you know, I can share with y'all my stories about how I made chastity belt jokes to my in-laws the first time I met them. So thank you for helping me out there. Sean Mendes' favorite Viner is, you know, something I'm going to treasure for a long time. It's fine. You know, I said something about Mennonites earlier. I learned about Mennonites. I don't know. I never really knew what that meant, but they're like a sect of Christianity, but they're it was very family oriented, and they kind of, they're not full Amish in that they outlaw all like technology, but it's, I guess it's near that vibe, right? And they come from Russia. I didn't know that. So, I don't know. That's a fun fact. We're going to end with this. Thank you guys for coming back again. Episode 39. TikTok Trey. Shawn Mendes' favorite viner. I won't lie to you. Trey Kennedy's vines are good. I really like it when he acts like a little girl or he dances like a hip-hop dad. And I love watching his vines. He has way too many time on his hands and he is really, really weird. I love vines way, way better than all of yours. And he can make me laugh like no one ever, ever can. Trey Kennedy's vines are amazing. Even, and you should follow him on TikTok. He's a grown man with way too much time on his hands. He's weird, but I like his vines. Thanks, Sean. That's it for me and Sean and all you guys. My Trey City is Dulles. God bless. Have a great week. Episode 40 next week. Big time. That's it for Correct Opinions this week. Hope you have a great week. Be safe. Much love. Peace.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.